Welcome inside Fantasy Spin here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Bo Wolf. That's Joe Dolan of FantasyGuru.com. And the only two people who have a better connection than you and I, Joe, are Mark Sanchez and Jordan Matthews.
We're close.
Really close. We're very close. But those two guys, of course, best of buds. The number one connection throughout
two
the
rows.
Training camp here with the second team offense. Jordan Matthews gets promoted. Mark Sanchez comes in, throws his first touchdown to Jordan Matthews. His first start, 7 catches, 136 yards for Jordan Matthews. 2 touchdowns. Are you buying both of them moving forward? Is Jordan Matthews going to be the number one option in the passing game under Mark Sanchez?
I wouldn't go that far. Bo, last week I already told you I was buying Mark Sanchez as a fantasy-relevant quarterback. I'm really glad that worked out. I expect it to continue. Jordan Matthews, I would expect him to be somewhere in between where he was in the middle of the season and where he is now. Obviously, you can't expect a guy to have 7 catches and 2 touchdowns every week. You have to take the under on that. And this week in particular against Green Bay, I think it's a very interesting matchup because when Chip Kelly drafted Jordan Matthews, he obviously wanted a guy he could put in the slot who has size to exploit mismatches against smaller corners and slower safeties. And this week, he gets a good slot corner in Casey Hayward of the Green Bay Packers, but somebody who Jordan Matthews is bigger than. So I would expect Jordan Matthews to be targeted in this game. I wouldn't anticipate 7 catches and 2 touchdowns, but I think he's a wide receiver 3 this week and probably moving forward, especially in a PPR league.
All right, let's move around the NFC East where the Giants defense gave up 4 touchdowns last week to Marshawn Lynch. The San Francisco 49ers are the one who get that giving defense this week. Do you want Frank Gore or do you want Carlos Hyde?
Well, I want Frank Gore, obviously. He had 20 carries. And it's about time because Frank Gore was obviously upset after the 49ers' latest loss a couple of weeks ago, saying we need to get back to doing what we do well, and that is running the football. So it was not a surprise to see Frank Gore come out and get 20 carries against the Saints this past week. Carlos Hyde had an impact on the game, but he actually had only had 4 carries. But I want to point this out. 3 of those 4 carries came in overtime when he had fresh legs, and he gained 27 yards on those 3 carries. So if you think Carlos Hyde is going to be the back of choice for the 49ers down the stretch, and you think they're going to have a lead late in this game against the Giants, I wouldn't mind reaching Carlos Hyde as a flex this week. I think that's a viable strategy, but I think Gore is the better play, the safer play. I think he's an RB2 this week.
All right, let's talk about the big question in fantasy this week. Obviously, Ronnie Hillman, so productive in that Denver backfield. He went down with an injury. Do you want Monty Ball, who was so disappointing early in the season? Do you want C.J. Anderson, or do you throw a flyer at Juwan Thompson?
It's going to be Ball or Anderson for me. I think if I had to gamble, and I'm a gambler, I've said it a lot this year, I'd probably go with Monty Ball. One of the interesting things about Monty Ball coming off this injury, Bo, is he's cut weight in season. And we always hear that about running backs after the season or before a new season saying, oh, he's either gained 15 pounds or he's lost 15 pounds to try to either add bulk or gain some quickness. Monty Ball thought he was too slow earlier this year, quite frankly, and he decided to cut weight. He apparently looks great at practice, and I think the Broncos will be comfortable giving him a role. He's probably the guy I want long-term if Hillman misses more than a few weeks. C.J. Anderson, absolutely a viable reach this week as a flex play. He looked excellent last week, but I think Ball is the guy, if both were on the waiver wire, I would prioritize, and I would probably prefer to play Ball over Anderson this week if you had to force me to choose, but I put him right back-to-back in my rankings because, frankly, we haven't seen Ball in a couple weeks, and I'm not really sure what he's going to look like.
All right, well, we are closing in on the fantasy playoffs. Joe, if you're in position to be safely entering the playoffs, who's a player who you can buy low on now who will really help you come playoff time?
One guy that really stands out to me is Le'Veon Bell, the running back of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and it's for a couple reasons. He's coming off a couple down games. He's still heavily involved in the offense, especially as a pass catcher, but he has under 60 rushing yards over his last 2 games combined, and he has a bye coming up in week 12. So say the Le'Veon Bell owner in your league is 5-5 or 4-6 and really needs a couple wins to get in the playoffs. Point out to that owner that, oh, number one, he's had a slow last couple of weeks. Number two, the Steelers have a bye coming up in week 12. They might need some wins in order to make the playoffs. And you can buy Le'Veon Bell low if you can absorb that bye week in week 12. I think he's somebody who can really help your team. A really good schedule coming down the stretch. So I would make sure to get that trade done this week before the Steelers play Tennessee. It's a really nice matchup for Le'Veon Bell.
All right, you gave me the buy low. Give me the sell high.
I think it's pretty obvious. It's Larry Fitzgerald. And if you can capitalize on his name value and the fact that he's been on a really nice run, you got to recognize that Drew Stanton, it just isn't going to be as good for Larry Fitzgerald as Carson Palmer was. Drew Stanton is absolutely a capable backup quarterback. But this year, on 25 targets from guys not named Carson Palmer, Larry Fitzgerald has 12 catches. On 40 targets from Carson Palmer, he's got 32 catches. So it's obvious that Carson Palmer and Larry Fitzgerald have been a much better fit than Larry Fitzgerald and either Logan Thomas or, in this case, Drew Stanton. I would sell high on Larry Fitzgerald if I could.
The very best fantasy football insight comes from FantasyGuru.com. That's Joe Dolan, the managing editor of FantasyGuru.com. Follow him on Twitter at FG_Dolan. And tune in next week for the Fantasy Spin.